it's time for sound advice courtesy of Lynn Russell. Now, Lynn is a hypnotherapist. She's also a life coach, and she practices both in Lewes in East Sussex and Barnes Green in West Sussex. And she's here today to offer advice if you're looking to break any unhelpful habits. And I guess, you know, it's that whole new year, new me thing, which I can't stand just saying, because I just think, well, actually, I'm all right, so I'm not going to change too much. No, I'm not, obviously, and there are always things you can change, but I just don't like the thought that, you know, you feel that pressure that because it's January, you have to do this and you have to do that and blah, blah, blah. But there might well be people who do want to, well, create better habits, shall we say that?
Absolutely, and it's lovely to see you again. And I'm rather with you, actually. I think January can be a bit grim for...
Yeah, why make it grimmer?
So sometimes, you know, we might find that there are other times in the year when it's best to actually address things that we want to work with, like changing perhaps how we eat or exercise or other kinds of habits. Some people, I find, like addressing these things in January because there's so much of it around in the media and their friends, and they might get a bit more support. But it's whenever it works for you. I think every day is the next day for the rest of the year. So go for it whenever works for you.
Yeah, of course, dry January is a big thing. A lot of people not drinking alcohol at the moment. I guess that could be a habit that you might want to address at this time of year. I mean, what kind of things do people come to you about? Is it kind of food and drink, diet, that kind of thing?
Mostly, I have to say mostly, that's what I see a lot of. And that's all year round, because there's always good reasons. People might have an event coming up, or they might have just seen the doctor and been told perhaps for their health, or they might just get fed up with not feeling they've got the energy they want to, or that pair of trousers that won't quite do up, you know. So it can be for a variety of things. Smoking, of course, big in the new year and again later in the year, but all year round. And sometimes there are, as well as stopping old and perhaps unhelpful habits, people want to get into a groove with doing something useful. So they might be looking to start a new habit that they'd enjoy, perhaps dancing or getting more creative, a creative writing project. So habits can go two ways, can't they? We can have old ones that we'd like to wave goodbye to and new ones that we'd like to take up.
Mm. So how can you help people? I mean, what are your kind of top tips?
Well, I think one of the first things is to understand how habits form, and it tends to be through repetition. So the more we repeat something, the more it gets embedded,
right,
and it gets stronger. And then it becomes almost unconscious. We just find we're doing it. And one of those sort of unfair things is that some of the things that are really unhealthy give us the biggest kick, and those habits kind of get super glued in. So that is where the top tips come in to be really helpful, because you're actually really going against something that becomes quite deeply embedded. So I'd say one of the first things to do is work out what you really want. What you really, really want in life. What's going to make you happy?
That Spice Girls song.
It could well be.
Going into a tune there.
So if you think, okay, I want to be a healthier weight or get a bit more fit, that sort of thing, it might not sound very exciting in itself. But if you then think, okay, so this is what I want to be wearing, this is how I want to be feeling, or this is something I want to be ready for, or this is in the run-up to a particular holiday, with maybe it's an activity holiday, going hiking or climbing up Kilimanjaro, who knows, then actually what you focus on is something bigger than that immediate sort of payback from just that chocolate eclair, because cakes are good, and believe me, I do enjoy a bit of cake, but there are things in the world that are even more fun. And so to focus on the bigger picture and the long term. So when it's...
Sorry, what are those things? No, I'm kidding. Although saying that, you have actually bought me cake in today.
And that's to illustrate the point that I'm not talking about actually making yourself miserable and going without. I believe when my mum was expecting me a few decades ago, that she was good most of the time and went along to be weighed, and then on the way back home from being weighed she used to pop into the cake shop, and then she found it much easier to carry on eating in the way she was meant to for the rest of the time. So I think it's about being realistic. Don't set yourself up to fail by saying I've got to be perfect, I've got to be saintly, I've got to look, you know, like super slender Twiggy by the end of the week. It's about setting a realistic goal and just taking steps to get there, and if a little bit of cake along along the way, the occasional bowl of ice cream or whatever helps, and it actually spurs you on to be really focused for the rest of the week, then that's great.
Yeah, give yourself the old treat day.
Absolutely.
Or treat day. Nikki has got in touch from Brighton. She says, "Hi, Ali. I'm a full-time office working mum with two small children. I'd really like some advice on how to cut back the late evening drinking."
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, this is something that, you know, from what you read in the papers, it seems to be a growing issue. You know, people using, in fact, I think Danny was talking about it on the show last week, people using alcohol as a relaxant. You know, they've had a tough day at work, they've come home, they've had all the kind of bedtime thing with the kids, they've got them to sleep, and then it's their time, and it's that, oh, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to have a glass of wine.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's becoming really embedded in our culture when you look at little Facebook icons and people kind of saying, oh, yes, I'm...
Prosecco,
you know,
o'clock and all that. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, you watch a film or a TV series, then everybody that's kind of doing really well in life has an incredibly stressful day, comes home, opens up the fridge and pours a bucket of wine.
Look at Dr. Foster. She was always, always pouring a glass.
So, you know, I think, again, it's one of those things you have to think, what is this habit doing for me? So as you said rightly, a lot of people use this to relax, and what we need to do is think, is there a better way to relax? Is there something that can give me that, that's helpful? And then look around, possibly setting things up so we don't trip up. As I think we've established, I'm partial to the odd bit of cake, so I don't have cake at home. If I did, I'd eat it.
Right, okay.
And I think it's a bit the same with if you've got a half open bottle of Prosecco or, you know, whatever, just sitting there, it's really hard. So I think if you can...
Remove temptation.
Oscar Wilde was absolutely right. The only thing he couldn't resist. So to be able to make it easier for yourself and think of a long-term goal, think of something about how actually you could improve your health, maybe save up money that you would have been spending on the wine. You know, something you'd like to do, Nikki, perhaps something that you think, oh, I haven't got money for that. Put money in the Prosecco pot or whatever it is, so you can buy something really nice for yourself, put it towards a family holiday or something you're going to buy, an event or something like that altogether.
We've had this in from Lizzie. She says, can you please ask your guest her advice on how to break the habit of procrastination?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, don't do it today, obviously. The funniest thing I read about that, and I think it's one of those nonsensical things that might actually work, was put off procrastinating. I think sometimes one of the things that's really good is to think into what is it that your procrastination is doing for you. So sometimes people are worried about getting it wrong, making a mistake. Or they want to keep their options open. You know, sometimes you say to people, do you want to come out or do this or that? And they're one of these people that might not get back to you because they want to kind of see what else might come up. So I think it's work out what that does for you and then think whether there's a better way to do it. So if you're worried about making a mistake, for example, I don't know if that's the case for Lizzie, then, you know, look into how you can research things or creep up on things so that you feel more confident.
Yeah. This from Anne. She says, how do I stop chewing my nails? I'm 57 and I've always done it.
Oh, hello, Anne. Yes, it's actually really common. I was watching somebody doing that the other day while I was out and about. One of the pitfalls of being a practitioner is you're never really off duty and you tend to notice things. So you are not alone. I think, again, it's one of those things you need to look at why you're doing it, whether it's a kind of stress release, when you're nervous. And again, I would imagine it's probably become unconscious now. So it's just something you find yourself doing. So I think taking other steps, looking how else could I perhaps work out how to feel more relaxed in a situation, set yourself up differently.
Can you still get that stuff? You know, it's like nail varnish and it tastes disgusting. That might help, I don't know.
I think that's a good idea. I bet you can. And that might help create a bit of a barrier between you and the habit. But to also, you know, as we were talking about earlier, really look at why you're doing it and what you're doing. And try and make it real to one of the amazing things about how our brains work is that we've been given the five senses literally to make sense of the world. So when you want to make something real to yourself that hasn't happened yet, you think about how lovely your nails would look, how happy you'd be. You see your smiling face. You see people commenting on how nice your nails look these days and hear what they're saying. And you feel that, actually try and feel that in your system. And this is actually how your brain categorises something as real. We do the opposite, in case there's anybody listening and thinking, I don't believe you. This is how anxiety works. We actually create these pictures and conversations and scenarios in our minds. And we really flesh out all the sensory details. And that's why anxiety can get us in an absolute spin, because we're imagining all these things. And it's like running our own private movie of something. So what you need to do to make this a real possibility for your brain is to run a private movie for you, just to sit and watch about how positive it can be. Run the positive version of how you'd like your nails to be and what that would mean for you, and try and kind of look at the bigger, longer term picture.
I hope that helps, Anne. If you have a question this afternoon for Lynn, you can give us a call. The number 03-459-57-0057, or you can text 81333, start your message with the word radio. Of course, we are 29 days in to the new year, which means that people might be struggling with whatever their New Year's resolution was, whether that was attempting dry January or veganary or whatever you call it. Do you have any advice? What do you do when actually the going gets tough? So you've been doing well at breaking or stopping doing whatever it was you were doing that you wanted to change, but there's still that kind of niggly voice going, go on, just one glass won't hurt.
Yes. And, you know, this really struck me at this point in January. There will have been people that have been trying and they've been doing all the right things theoretically, and yet it's just felt really hard, or they found themselves falling off the wagon in whatever way. So the first thing is, don't give up. Don't give yourself a hard time. It's absolutely possible to just find maybe a different approach, keep going. One of the great things you can do is get other people involved. So if you're trying to cut back on alcohol or eat differently, trying to stop smoking, then think about getting somebody on board with you that maybe you can do some exercise with, maybe somebody to go for a walk with, or somebody that you're telling that you're going to start going to those Pilates classes. Or
lots of bacon nag you.
Exactly, exactly. Build in some nagging, because we all know that works so well.
I think the thing is as well, though, I find if I arrange to do an exercise class with a friend, I'm much more likely to go because I don't want to let them down. If I was going on my own, I'd just think, oh, EastEnders is calling. I'm going to sit on the sofa. But if you've made an arrangement with somebody, you kind of feel like you've got to see it through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also it's probably more fun. And this going back to the fun thing, it's much easier to stay with something if you're actually enjoying it. And you almost, if you can, I mean, dancing, I think one of the great gifts of Strictly has been that it's really encouraged so many people to take up ballroom. Or if people have thought, well, I don't want to do ballroom, have a go at Zumba or all sorts of different things, which is fantastic. If it's fun primary and it has health or whatever benefits secondary, or just makes you feel happier, that's brilliant. So get other people involved. And the other thing is perhaps, you know, the old joke about the light bulb, how many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but the light bulb has really got to want to change. And I think sometimes just examine your motives. You know, are you really keen, or is it just something you think you should be doing? And if you know it's something you should be doing, but it's hard to get motivated, you know, and that can be the case sometimes, just have a think about the positives. So if it's smoking, say, which can be a really tough habit to kick, but there's a lot of help out there nowadays. Think about all that money. Could you save it up for a fabulous family holiday? Because it can run into thousands a year for smoking. Think about seeing your children grow up and their children, you know, playing with your grandkids. Think about being active and healthy, you know, as you get older. So sort of draw it out. Think about the bigger picture and the long term.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If people want to find out more about what you do, how can they do that?
The best place to look is my website, which is Chantry, Chantry, health, all one word, .com.